Blog Talk Radio.
Years I was stranded on an island with only one goal: survive.
Oliver Queen is alive.
Now I will fulfill my father's dying wish to use the list of names he left me and bring down those who are poisoning my city. To do this, I must become someone else. I must become something else.
The Green Arrow. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast. This is your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we will be talking about episode titled Damaged, as we kind of figure out what the whole meaning of the title of the episode, as they reveal the damaged body that Oliver has went through on the island that he was trapped on. So let's say welcome back. This is episode 5 of Arrow Talk. We are now on iTunes. Yay! We're on iTunes. So if you have an iTunes, search for Arrow Talk, all one word, and you'll see all of our episodes on there. So please subscribe. I'm trying to add a nice logo to it, so you won't see the logo for our podcast yet. So hopefully I'll get that up sooner or later. And tomorrow night we will continue the Arrow Marathon with a couple more episodes, so please feel free to join us tomorrow also at 8 p.m. We're having a three-day marathon also on Friday at 8 p.m., and my other podcast, which is Smallville Talk, will start immediately after Arrow Talk at 8:30 p.m., and this is all Pacific Standard Time, so you guys do the math. I know a lot of people ask me, what time is that at? There's a little thing called Google, maybe? I'm just playing. Okay, I'll post it on the Twitter, so if you guys want to follow us, go our Twitter tag is, or our Twitter... What do they call it? Username, I guess. Our Twitter username is Arrow Talk, just one word. And also Smallville Talk, one word. Pretty easy. Let's get to the phones now. We have area code 847. Who is this on the line?
Dan from Chicago.
Dan the man. You were kind of radio silence out there on Twitter. I didn't know if you were going to make it.
Yeah, I'm here.
Awesome, awesome. Good to hear from you. And we also have another caller from area code 951. Who is this?
Regina.
Hey, this is the trio.
Hi.
This is awesome. This is awesome. You guys should be, like, permanent. I'm going to start putting you guys, if you guys don't mind, I'm going to put you guys on the descriptions of the podcast now. Join me and Regina and Dan, you know, every week talking about Arrow Talk. That'll be kind of fun.
Hi,
right?
Hi, Dan.
What's up?
Oh,
all right,
much.
So
hello.
It's kind of like an awesome reunion. If you guys followed us on Smallville Talk, you know these two and a couple others that have, sometimes will call in. But these two regulars are really amazing people. I mean, I had a great opportunity to meet Regina and her family, and it was really great to get face-to-face with the voice. And Dan, I hope one day you're able to come down here to L.A., and let's definitely have some brewskis.
Yeah,
or,
my goal is to get to a Lakers game if they freaking win a darn game.
Yeah, I don't know. The Lakers are not doing so well. I'm kind of ashamed.
The Clippers,
from what I've been hearing,
the Clippers are the new Lakers, so I'm watching them
right
now.
Yeah, that's why I said maybe a Clipper game you could come down.
Yeah, no kidding. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, isn't that weird that the Lakers are not doing as well and now the Clippers are the must-see game in L.A.? There you go. It's always the yin and the yang, right, guys?
Yep.
All right, so I don't know if you guys remember this episode, Damaged. Let me give you a little quick story plot line here. Oliver has been accused of being the Hooded Archer and is put under house arrest. And he also thinks back to his time on the island when he first met Edward Fires. Is it Fires? Okay, and Deathstroke, which is kind of a cool costume. Do you guys remember the mask that Deathstroke had? It was the half black, half yellow mask.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was pretty cool. And the reason why I think it's pretty cool is the way they it's kind of like the hood is over a mold. You can see the arch of the eyebrows, the cheekbones. It's not as just a flat if it was just a hood. Regina, what do you think about the costume of Deathstroke?
Oh, I loved it. It looks really cool.
Yeah. So the little kickback to the comic book. I don't know if you guys are fans of the comic book where Deathstroke appears. And like I said, the molding itself, I think it kind of helps. What do you guys think about that, how they added like prosthetics underneath the mask to give it shape?
Yeah, very cool.
All right. So let's see. So tonight's episode, Damaged. Am I pretty accurate when I say they're trying to connect the title to his body?
Yes.
Or am I wrong? Or did I miss it?
No, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of a big plot point there where the love interest, Laurel, she was really taken back on the damage that the island did to him. But do you think she was really looking at the scars or just looking at his body again? That kind of turned her off. No, I'm just kidding.
Looking at the scars.
All right, and so a lot of secrets are being revealed. Mr. Walter, who also is the stepdad of Oliver, he is trying to get to the top of things of what's going on with the yacht that he found in the previous episodes. And he hires a security person. I forget the name. Do you guys remember the name of the security person?
I don't remember.
I forgot the name of the guy. But he sends the security person to move the yacht to a secure location and is ready, you know, once that is done, he wants to confront Moira about the yacht, like, where the hell did this come from? And unfortunately, he gets wiped out. And, I mean, is it that surprising? Like, anyone that gets near that place is going to get wiped out? But the whole confrontation between Moira and Walter, well, what do you think about that? Do you think, I know we're already a few episodes out, but we are talking about episode 5, so please, if you know what happens after, no spoilers yet, as we get to the episode, you know, we'll get closer to that. But as of right now, episode 5 of Damage. Is it episode 5 or 6? Oh, shoot. I better not get that wrong. What do you guys think? I think it's episode 5. Let's see. Damaged. Making a quick reference here. bear with me. I don't have a... Yeah, episode 5. Okay, cool. So what do you guys think of the whole contrast between, you know, the whole conflict between Moira and Walter? I kind of felt bad for the guy.
Yeah, me too.
Think about Walter going through all that, you know, the lies, the deception, people getting murdered. Regina?
Yes. Well, I didn't know you're talking to me.
Okay. Yeah.
I think they both have their secrets.
Ah, you think he's holding back also?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, remember, we're just talking about episode 5. I'm sure you know.
I know.
Okay,
I know.
All right.
But
and
that's
then,
what I
Dan,
got out of it, so.
And what about you, Dan? Do you feel for Walter, or you're like, nah, he has his own stuff under his sleeve?
Yeah, I think he's kind of sneaky, too, yep.
Yeah, I think he kind of, you know, well, since I'm following just per episode, I think that's right now. I kind of felt bad for the guy, you know, but as we move along to other episodes, we'll see why. You know, you guys are hinting that he also has his own little secrets. But also, the one thing that's kind of bothering me right now, and this as we go into all the episodes of Arrow, for some reason, the detective that plays the dad of Laurel, and it's Detective Quentin Lance, he, I don't know, for some reason, especially the way he makes his faces, I kind of laugh sometimes, where especially when he shoots, when he shoots the bad guy that's trying to kill Oliver in his home, you know, when he's upstairs making a phone call. And after he shoots the guy, he kind of, like, makes a grin or, like, he opens his mouth kind of weird. And, you know, it's, like, supposed to be really dramatic, like he saved his life. And then it kind of, he kind of, like, lifts his upper lip. And I'm like, I just started laughing for some weird reason. And also, he kind of looks like the dad. I don't know if you guys are fans of Twilight. He kind of looks like the dad of of the mean girl. What's her name? Bella.
Bella?
Really? I don't know. Maybe I'm stretching it out there. But what do you guys think? Does he look like Bella's dad?
No.
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 All right. Okay, so now we have a lot more flashbacks in this episode. Okay, here's a trivia. What's the name of the island? Come on, guys.
Oh, crap.
I know, oh, crap.
That's a million-dollar question. What's the name of the island?
I have no clue.
You have no clue either.
Because I don't either. That's why I was asking for you guys.
Oh.
But I do remember the translation. If you guys remember, the translation is purgatory. And as one of the guards that trapped Oliver said, you know, this is also known as purgatory, but we can make it hell. And I thought that was kind of a really cool twist there. The island, yes. I wonder, you know, at first I'm like, this better not be some magical island like Lost. Because, you know, if I see, like, polar bears and the dark cloud later on, that's going to be kind of great. So, back on the island, and it's, what, like 5 years ago when he's back trapped in the island. The guy, let me see if I can find his name. Oh, yeah. Yao Fei is the arrow person. Am I pronouncing it right? Do you guys know? Yao Fei?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good. All
I'll go with that. Somebody's going to call and go,
watch,
hey.
Watch someone listening. Yeah, watch someone listening. Like, dude, you don't know nothing. You don't know anything. You're like mispronouncing their names. But, you know, okay, let's just say Yao Fei. And if someone knows the correct pronunciation, please call in. Our hotline right now is 914-338-1036. Again, 914-338-1036. Or if you're listening online, tweet to me and tell me how to pronounce it properly. But Yao Fei, he's a badass. Oh, my gosh. When he saved Oliver when he was trapped, I mean, those moves, you know, I was watching Arrow himself. I mean,
right.
Of course, duh, he trained, you know, Oliver to become him. But, I mean, what a presence. I mean, like, no fear.
Right.
Total badass. I mean, did he make his costume on the island? I mean, that's kind of a little... Well, what do you guys think? Where do you think Yao Fei found his... Or how do you think he made his costume out of rabbit?
All right, I got it. You ready?
All right.
His mom made it for him.
All right, so... His mom made it for
him? Okay, wrong show.
Oh, gosh. Really?
It was a joke.
What do you think? What do you think? You think his dad made it? Yeah, so...
Bad joke.
That was a fun question. Like, okay, it looks really nice, but where the hell did he make it? Oh, you know, it's like, if he's been trapped there forever, I'm like, how
right,
did he
who made it for him, right?
Yeah, and then also, he's doing the dual identity, you know, like Oliver and Arrow. So when he's with Oliver, he's normal, you know...
Right.
Castaway Yao Fei, but then when he needs to do something heroic, he changes into the arrow costume. Should that even happen on this island if it's just the two of them?
Maybe that's
anyone?
All he has to wear.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, right? Maybe his other drawers are messy, so he needs to, you know, use the arrow costume.
I have to say, though, the fighting scenes are really awesome.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
I love
them.
They
are definitely, yeah, I agree with that, Regina. They are definitely picking it up a notch, especially with the Oliver fight scenes. Even when he was confronted by that hitman at his house, just the whole, where he, like, kind of makes, like, a half cartwheel, traps him with his legs, and then flips hit the other guy. I was like, whoa, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah,
the stunt work is way better than, you know, I hate to say it, guys. I don't know if you guys might disagree. Than Smallville. I mean, they definitely are stepping it up a notch.
Yep.
Do you agree, Regina?
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Okay, I did find the poor person that died, the security guy, Hudson. Hudson was killed in a car accident. Poor guy. Yeah. All right, so then... we go again back to this Laurel and Oliver. You know, he wants Laurel to help him out with his case, and he has this big mastermind that he intended himself to get caught. Do you really buy that at first when he was reaching into his when he was reaching into the trash can to get his costume and then running up the stairs? Do you really think he said, I'm going to plant this costume in this trash can because I know there's a camera right there, and then I know I'm gonna get caught, and then I'm gonna reveal that I'm not the one that is the Arrow because I'm gonna hire my ex bodyguard to become Arrow, so I can have thousands of witnesses at my home? Do you think? I mean, that was a little far fetched,
right,
Regina? Yeah. Buy it?
Well, it surprised me when you said that. I mean, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, it totally is like, what? No way. What about you, Dan?
Yeah, it was kind of far-fetched.
Yeah, and then wouldn't they have the footage of him putting the Green Arrow
exactly
in the trash can?
Yep.
I mean, would it be like, look, dude, you put it in there earlier. We have footage of that. See? Detail. Okay, so then I thought it was totally like almost a soap opera where, of course, the lawyer he picks is his ex-girlfriend and also the daughter of the detective that arrested him.
They could have gotten a hotter chick. Jeez.
Right, just someone else. Yeah, it's just to make it more a little bit more believable. But
yeah.
But of course, she got him off, and not in that way. But she got him off the case. And the one thing that did bother me in this episode, and I'm sure you guys might agree or not, it's like when they were having the party scene. I'm like, they are in Lex Luthor's house. Does he know? Does he know that Oliver Queen is throwing a party at Lex Luthor? It just bothers me that it's Lex Luthor's mansion. Doesn't it bother you guys? No, or you guys are already over that.
We're over it.
No. No, every time I see it, I'm like,
yeah.
Lex's house.
Thank you, Regina. I know I wasn't the only one. But Dan, tell me, why are you over it? You're like, okay, you buy
it's Arrow.
Now that Oliver.
It's Arrow.
It's Arrow. That's your answer? It's Arrow?
Yep.
Nothing to back it up?
Nope, it's Arrow. New show.
So in other words, like, Luther's dead and Arrow moved in.
Yep.
Right. And doesn't the law office where Laurel works, doesn't that kind of remind you of the Daily Planet?
No.
That one definitely not.
But remind me of the Daily Planet is the Beauty and the Beast, but we should talk about that later.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm going to start watching that. I'm going to give it a chance, and then we'll see if we can
get
a little.
It's actually not that bad. I like it.
It
grows on you.
Okay. All right. It grows on me? Okay.
Yeah,
I don't
know. Grows on you. Yes.
Kristen Curry, I don't know. She kind of really annoyed me on Smallville. I don't know if I could go back to her. All right. So let's see. Another cool, thing that you see on screen is the rekindling. They have the very first kiss now that he's back. Did you guys buy the kiss? Did you see chemistry between them? Dan, let's go. Give us your thoughts.
Not yet.
Too soon?
Yeah, too soon.
All right, what about you, Regina?
Yeah, same here. But you know what bothered me about the show? Was that, he wants to push her away, right?
Right.
So telling her that he's damaged and that stuff happened to him on the island, isn't that usually the wrong thing to say to a woman? Doesn't that want her to want him more?
To care for him.
It's the wrong thing to say. Hello?
Maybe some guy wrote this script. That's why he didn't get it. He thought that would be like, ew, I don't want to see that. Ew, you're sick. Bye.
Yeah. So
maybe that's the type of response they wanted.
Yeah. So the whole thing was too soon, the kiss and everything. They should have waited.
They definitely should have waited. Yeah, I think the Kiss could have, you know, at least maybe after the break, you know, they could have waited a little bit more. I thought it was a little too soon. And she's like, we could never be together. Of course not. You're with Merlin. Isn't she? Or did I miss an episode? I'm like, wait a minute, didn't they hook up? But maybe she's trying to play both sides. Or we don't know yet, right? Maybe it's coming up.
We don't know yet.
Yeah, okay. How about you just say that and I'll just stop. All right, so let's see. The music is still growing on me. I'm starting to love it. Do you guys miss an Arrow opening, just like how they had Smallville? Do you guys miss
that, or do
you guys just like the logo Arrow?
I was going to bring that up. They need a theme song.
So you think they should at least create something quick or, you know, something with the intro, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And Regina, and you? I heard a yeah, but tell us why. Well, why are you craving an intro and you don't like the duh?
Well, most shows have that. So if you're in the other room, you know, and you hear that, you're like, whoa, Arrow's on TV, you know? Something that'll let you know.
You know, that was one of the key things about Smallville. It's like, as soon as you heard Remy Zero say, save me, you're like, holy crap, Smallville's on, you know, right away, triggered, just like you said. You know, it's like your brain's like, hey, dude, Smallville's on, turn around. I'm like, okay, cool. But when you hear, does that make you turn your head?
No.
And, you know, that's the problem with a lot of these TV shows. A lot of them are starting to just have the logo, and that's it.
Right.
And it's like, why do that, guys? It's like The Sopranos. Whenever you hear that, you know, I'm going to get my gun, and, you know, when it was on, you know, HBO, you knew The Sopranos was on.
Right.
And just, and like we mentioned again, Smallville, when you hear Remy Zero sing Save Me, you knew.
Or what about Dallas,
so,
too, that ultimate team?
Yeah.
Dallas, Dallas, and even, let's talk about CW shows. Even 90210 has a cheesy and it, you know it's on. But
yeah, that's a shit show, dude. That show sucks. The old one was better.
That's my show.
The old one was better, yes.
Yeah.
The old one was a lot better.
Oh,
the same as
Melrose
Place. It had the same thing.
Here's a little trivia. The old one, the old 90210, that was filmed at my high school. And
really?
I I hate to date myself, but I was in high school when they were filming. That was kind of cool.
Were you mad at all?
I was in like two episodes, but just like a background because they needed more students, you know, to like fill up the background. And it was the one, I don't know if you guys remember, when Donna couldn't graduate because she had champagne at the prom. And then they were like, let Donna graduate.
That was a shitty episode, too.
If you see that episode, I'm totally in the background going, let Donna graduate.
You want to be embarrassed for yourself.
I kind of am, but it was kind of cool. I mean, it was kind of like taking both ways, you know.
You have to find a picture of that and put it online.
Oh, no. Believe me.
Yeah, do it, dude.
I did not want to do it. Let's see. In the news of Arrow, there's a lot of stuff coming up. Vertigo. Let's see. Actor Seth Gable. Do you guys know who Seth Gable is?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, he is an actor, and he's playing Count Vertigo on the CW's Arrow. So Count Vertigo is kind of the counterpart of how it compares to the show's take on the character of the Scarecrow from, if you guys remember, from the Batman movies. So Count Vertigo is going to definitely put a spell on Mr. Oliver Queen. So that's some news right there. Let's see. They have also online, if you guys do quick searches, they have first looks of Firefly. That's going to start in on the show. And do you think they're going to have a big, strong opening next week? I mean, are you guys going to watch when the show returns next Wednesday?
Yes. Yeah, probably, yeah.
If I'm not working, yes, I will. If not, my DVR will record it, so.
Awesome.
I just had sorry, some trepidations about the show because, you know, I don't want to give any spoilers out, obviously, but I'm just kind of, like, annoyed with some of the past episodes that are coming up, and I don't know. Just,
oh, okay. Well,
like, I'm going to watch it, but it just, like, certain things, like, bug me, and we'll get into that in the next couple days.
You know what I was thinking? As they go down that list, you know, how he scratches a name off? How many people are on there? Because I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, what is he going to do when that list is done?
Goes over.
Oh, yeah. So he better have, like, 8 phone books of lists to go through if they're planning to do, like, another 10 years of Arrow.
Yeah. I don't think that'll last 10 years. What do you think?
No.
I don't think so either. Let's do a quick, even though we're fans of the show, so people listening, we're not trashing it. We're just talking. We're just fans talking about the show. But let's do a little gamble here. Let's see. Think about a number of how many seasons Arrow will be on the air, okay? I'm going to give you mine while you guys think of yours. I'm going to give it a good 5-season run. I think 5 is a good solid one. Let's go to you, Dan, from Chicago. How many seasons do you think Arrow will run until it's canceled?
2.5.
2.5? Wow,
yep.
This is going to cut it cut in on season 2 and say, no more, please.
Maybe.
Pull the plug. More episodes of the Carrie Diaries, right?
You.
All right, what about you, Regina? How many seasons do you give Arrow? Come on, be modest.
3-4.
3-4. Okay. All right. So I guess I'm the highest. Let's see what will happen. I mean, as of yet, I have not heard if Arrow is renewed for season 2. So unless you guys have you guys heard anything?
No.
Okay. So far, it hasn't even been renewed for season 2. So we could all be wrong. You know, it could only be a 1-season show. But I think it will. I think it will. And then I think CW needs this male-dominated show because there's a lot of girly shows on CW.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hate to say girly, but, you know, a lot more female-oriented shows. So I think what other male show is there on CW that I can't recall right now? Nothing, right, on CW?
Yeah.
Regina? Do you recall any other male-oriented?
No, not really.
Hey,
no, okay.
You're going to think this is kind of lame me saying that, but when they used to have Friday Night SmackDown on the CW, they had a lot of male-oriented, you know, it's male-dominated. And now that SmackDown is off that network, not that many men probably watch it.
No, not that many, yeah. All right, well, we're going to wrap it up on tonight's episode, Damaged. I hope I'm mixing with Dan, the man from Chicago, and also Regina from the West Coast. Thank you guys so much for calling in. It's great to talk to you guys. It's like calling up friends and just talking about our favorite show. And it just goes by so quick. Can you guys imagine we just been talking for a whole half hour? This is crazy. If you're listening on iTunes, which we are on iTunes now, please subscribe. And also, please join us tomorrow night, also at 8 p.m. We're going to be talking about the next episode of Arrow. And our number is 914-338-1036. It's a toll call, so be aware of the different time zones.
What are we doing on Chicago?
Dan, give us a quick shout-out as we close up the show, Dan.
Let's go Clippers.
Let's go Clippers, all right. And let's see when you can get down here in L.A.
Yep.
All right, Regina, give us a shout-out as we close the show.
Okay, I hope to join you guys on Friday because I have to work tomorrow night, and I had fun as usual.
Okay, great. And we're also doing a Smallville podcast on Friday. So if you're free, we're doing it at 8:30, immediately after Arrow Talk. So it's like back.
Oh, cool.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's 8 o'clock this time?
Friday at 8, and then Smallville Talk will be at 8:30.
Okay.
It's better time for
all
me.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for calling in, and we'll hopefully talk to you soon. Bye.
Yep.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
5 years, I was stranded on an island with only one goal. Survive.
Oliver Queen is alive.
Now I will fulfill my father's dying wish. To use the list of names you left me and bring down those who are poisoning my city. To do this, I must become someone else. I must become something else.